You know, that's what I was about to say. Music just feels good. The good music. Just incredible. So, that was a tribute to you, Miss Cece.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks, Mike. And you know, I was going to say before, you know, you played that tribute to me. Music, I was talking to my granddaughter, and I don't clean my house by playing Amazing Grace or, you know, the solemn songs. I play Wayman Tisdale jazz.
I play
upbeat music because music changes the atmosphere. Now, if I play the slow music, oh, that's my daughter. Hang on a second. It makes me want to just sit down and relax. But when I play the upbeat music, then it makes me, Nicole, I'm on the radio, darling. Uh-oh. She knows I'm on the radio. Okay. she's the one, Mike, that I ride with her all the way home from work. Okay.
Right. Now, that is your daughter also. She has a single, right?
Yes, she does.
Yes.
And it's doing well. In fact, I'm encouraging her to get back in there and do more music. We call her Jazzy because, even when she was 5 years old, we used to sing each other to sleep. There's a lot you don't know about me, William. I used to teach music the whole nine. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you know, you have a tendency to be holding back too, Mike. You notice that? because one of our Boomerang radio shows, she didn't reveal that she was involved with law enforcement at some point in time, and
right.
her son is involved as well.
Right.
Which
right.
leads me to, we've got
a granddaughter who's involved too.
Okay. In March, Mike and, Cece, well, you're Dr. Sims that day. We're going to get back into, Mike, I need you to join us. And this will probably go maybe a 2-3-4 part series. And we're going to start talking about mental health awareness.
Oh, yes.
Mike,
yes.
I know you're there always, brother. Okay.
Anytime you need me. Yeah, major problem in America today. A lot of it's drug
serious.
Abuse.
Yeah, it's serious.
Yeah, just a horrible, horrible waste of human lives. And
oh,
I know
man.
Cece talked about this on her show a lot about the loss of life, of the wasted lives, doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And I listen enough to know that that's in her heart and in her soul.
You know, and what
you know, I'm suffering the repercussions behind that. It's amazing to me how many people will throw shade and try to put me down because of that. But like I told you in the last before now, I've got a brick and I'm throwing them. Okay,
walk proud.
And look,
walk proud.
You know, you got right now. You always and Mike will back me up on this. You have an outlet. You have an airwave. You have a microphone. And I'm behind you 1,000%. I love what you do. I love what you bring. And anyone, you know, it's a couple of things. The only people that's going to get mad are the people that's guilty.
I said that tonight, didn't I? I could care less. Just walk in your guilt and get some act right.
That's right. You know, if it might, and you can attest to this, why would you be upset if you're not guilty?
Boom.
I'm not upset.
Well, I didn't say, I know you aren't. I'm just saying, as a professional, and you would ask this question as an investigator, why are you angry if you haven't done anything? Why are you upset if you haven't done anything wrong?
Why? Because they got some dirt. They got some dirt they're trying to hide.
Well, of course. I said that tonight. Sure did.
Oh, my God. Be right back after this. Thank you so much, Dr. Sim. Cece, I don't know what to call you anymore. We're talking Bonnie Raitt. Oh,
just this is song of the year, by the way, at Grammy.
Just like that.
Finally stopped in mine.
Oh,
yes, I heard her.
Took a while before it knocked, like all it had was time. Excuse me, ma'am, maybe you can help. The directions weren't so clear. I'm looking for Olivia Zan. They said I might find her here. Well, I looked real hard and asked him what she's got he's looking for. Said there's something I think she'd want to know when I let him in the door. It's not like me to trust so quick, caught me by surprise. But something about him gave me there in his eyes. Just like that, your life can change. If I hadn't looked away, my boy might still be with me now. He'd be 25 today. No knife can carve away the stain. No drink can drown regret. They say Jesus brings you peace and grace. Well, he ain't found me yet. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Sat down and took a deeper breath and looked right in my face. I heard about the son you lost, how you left without a trace. I spent years just trying to find you so I could finally let you know. It was your son's heart that saved me and a life you gave us both. Just like that, your life can change. Look what the angels send. I lay my head upon his chest. I was with my boy again. Well, I spent so long in darkness, I never thought the night would end. But somehow grace has found me.
One of my all-time favorite Bonnie Raitt songs. Let's give
that
us something
last
to talk
one
about.
Won Top Honors Song of the Year at Grammys. That was just happened a little bit ago.
Hey, can we give somebody to talk about? That's right. Somebody Luck of the Draw album.
Just stand.
It's Bonnie Raitt. You know what I loved about Bonnie Raitt? It was that gritty soul. And to me, Mike and Dr. Sims, that she was an artist that believed in what she was saying. If that makes sense to anyone out there.
She was telling a story in her songs.
Oh.
And that's what I love about Kenny Rogers and even with Lionel Richie. And even so, some of them were love ballads, but they were very explicit in their storytelling, in their lyrics. So
yeah, Willie Nelson, I'd throw in there too. He feels what you're singing.
Yes. That's what I love about country Western music, because sometimes it sounds sad, but they're telling a story.
They're telling a story.
And it's true to life, you know?
Couldn't agree more. And we've talked about, I think, on some level,
so excited to
sorry
about that. That's me. Sorry.
Okay.
Person.
Okay.
I'm trying to get it cut.
See?
Now,
my...
Let me... Hey, William.
Please go on.
I need to back up just a little bit because you caught me off guard there. But the Irene Cara song that we played earlier?
Yes.
That was in tribute to her. Let me pull it back up here. That was the song that she wrote, Flashdance. She co-wrote that song. And the reason I put her in the mix tonight, because she's another, I hate to be on the negative side all night, but she's another one that we recently lost. She was 63 years young, and she left us on November 25th at the tail end of last year. So I did want to bring her up. I didn't want to gloss over the top of, losing her.
You know, I told you, Cece, and Mike and I, we talked. Mike, it's been, before we got on air, it was only like maybe 20 minutes, man, haven't talked to you in a long time, right? And so, but we were talking about, having a show that we're going to feature some of our great, great artists that are no longer with us. And my thing is, why are artists dying at such a young age?
Oh, I told you tonight they got to pay up. Ooh. I already told you. And in fact, my next segment is going to get deeper than this. We're going to go in. We're going to go in because I have to. And it's important that people, and in fact, it's being open, it's being exposed, but they have to pay up. When you make an oath, I'll leave it right there. We'll say before the next week, folks, come on into Miss Cece's kitchen. You're gonna get enlightenment.
Oh my God, this is this is really crazy because you look at artists. You take Michael Jackson, one of my all time. I love Michael Jackson. Prince, Luther Vandross, Isaac Hayes, and we can go back years and years and years and years with those. Some of our favorite artists. They have passed
Nat
away.
King Cole.
Now we
Nat
talk.
King Cole. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. My God.
Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah. I mentioned him earlier. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Jackie Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay. Sam Cooke. And Mike, I was talking to you off air also. We all remember the Allman Brother Band. Mm-hmm. Is that the Peachtree Band, Allman Brothers. Everybody, nobody remember the Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers, but I'm.
It was the album was the Peachtree Band.
Okay. We need the professor.
No, we don't need the professor. I'm telling you right now. See, Mike, you and you know, Dr. Sims, you need to talk to Mike, okay? Because he and I, we're going to do this show, right? And I'm laughing, I'm chuckling, and because it's going to be in remembrance, in honor of our artists that have passed away too soon.
Okay.
And Mike told me, my co-host, now this is 50-50, okay? his, you know, I honor his opinion. He honored mine. Uh-huh. He had the nerve to tell me he's not doing the show unless the professor is on. I say, okay. I love you too, Mike.
You know, you just missed your match, and it's all good.
I love it. Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, William, when the professor comes on our show, or when he's on your Monday Night Madness show, what exactly does the professor add?
Oh, a great deal of content. I mean, the education, the information, you know, the background and all this. Now.
What does he do to the steak?
What does he do what?
What does he do to the steak?
He seasons it.
He seasons it, marinates it, yes, indeed.
Okay, well, I agree with that. But then you have to understand, back on 1 second. Then you have to understand who's providing the steak.
I knew
you gotta have a steak to be seasoned. Or I'll talk to you later after it is. This is to both of you. The emotions. Best of my love.
Thank you. survive. Can't stay alive without your love. Don't leave me this way. No, I can't exist. I'll surely miss your tender kiss. Don't leave me this way. No, don't leave me this way. Yeah. A broken man with empty hands. Baby, please, please don't leave me this way.
Welcome back.
See, I love you.
Mad Mike.
You can't go. Will you stay with me?
Hey, speaking of which,
stay with me.
And we were talking about artists that have left us too soon. Teddy Pendergrass, formerly with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. And Dawn, at one time, the greatest lead singer in the world. Look it up, folks. Just amazing. And little known is that he was a drummer for Harold Melvin and the Blue Note before he was discovered. He was the drummer. And they discovered his voice, and he became the lead singer. Amazing, amazing stuff. So, welcome back. Amazing, amazing. So, great music we played. Bonnie Raitt, we talked about her. We have new Lou Reed coming up.
Is Miss Cece going to leave us?
I'm going to have to go. I just wanted to tell everybody good night. I'm going to have to check in on my daughter, which I do on a regular. So,
of course.
Because she's alone, so I make sure she's safe.
Right.
And well, so, I have something before you leave. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready? This is our unofficial co-host of the Coast to Coast.
Is it the dog?
I have to ask you. Hey, Guinness, do you like Miss Cece show? Do you? If you like Miss Cece show? Hey.
Guinness.
Do you or not? You do? Oh, you
sir,
like her show?
Sir. Hello.
Is she cool
like
people?
Now.
Is she cool people?
Oh my God.
Good boy. Oh.
That's okay. Right. Dog knows best. Hello. Anyway.
Guinness loves you, Miss Cece. All and right. So do we. Thank you so much.
It's been a blast, and I just enjoy the part that I played here tonight. So
yeah, and your show comes up when? Before you go?
Every Thursday evening of the week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Great. And let's talk off air, and we'll talk about scheduling this last broadcast this coming Sunday, okay?
Right.
Thanks for joining us, Cece.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Walk on the wild side.
Well, there's Cece right there.
Bye, guys.
Perfect. Just perfect.
I love it.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo 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 doo.
Tell you a story about a little girl I know. When she walks into a room, you know she steals the show. She's crazy. And it's more than I can't stand. About that woman, and she's just crazy about this man. She wakes me every morning with that tender loving touch. Some fools don't get enough, but she just loves me too much. She's crazy. And it's more than I can stand. About that woman, and she's just crazy about this man. always wants me round.
Man.
When I just ain't got no time. But you know she's got these little ways to make me wanna change my mind. She's crazy. And it's more than I can't stand. I'm just crazy about that woman. And she's just crazy about this man.
JT Coltrane. Oh my. Hey, that was one of Mad Mike's picks. So then that prompts me to do this for you. Some Albert King. I'll play the blues for you.
Love it. Thanks, William.
My pleasure, my friend. This is Mad Mike.
Come on,
Wild Will. The connection, coast to coast.
And all your loneliness, I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Come on in. Might run across, yeah, some of your old friends. All your loneliness I've got to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. And loneliness is a very bad thing if you let it get the best of you. That loneliness can get you down, you know. Yeah, yeah. Are you comfortable now? Yeah. That's what I was saying. Yeah. As I was saying before, loneliness can get you down. And I have heard of loneliness blowing some good people's mind, you know? But you can't do that. This is a big world. This is a big world. There's too many nice things happening in this world. You're a very pretty girl. Where you live? No, no, no. Disregard that. That's okay. That's the most important thing. I want to know you. I say, I want to know you. That's good, man. I'll play the blues for you. I ain't got no big name. Oh, Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues for you on my guitar. I'll play the blues for you. Excuse me. Thank you.
Man, I love this. Mad Mike. Wild Wheel Coast to Coast. It's getting gooder and gooder.
I'm going to find your high school English teacher and tell her about you.
I don't care. I'm no longer in high school. This is the master class. Imagine that.
I have to tell you about my English teacher one of these days off the air.
Let's throw the common vernacular out of the window. Let's throw it out and do. We do what we want when we want.
I think I told you the story where I met Miss McElroy. I made her pass out. I think I told you that story. One where I jumped out the second story window. That I got in all kinds of trouble for that one.
BB King. No, I'm sorry, Albert King. I'll play the blues for you. Oh, Mad Mike Wild Will. Look, you guys need to share this with somebody. Mad Mike Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Oh my God. I love this show. Man.
I actually painted an English teacher one time. Again, I'll have to tell you that story after here.
Oh my God. Help me. Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, folks. Look, I just want to warn you, this is a different kind of show. None other.
Different? Is that the word you're going to use? Different?
Hey, Mike, I was trying to I was trying to be light. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in that case, you're my sunshine.
Oh, my God. Help me. I'm trying to get myself together. Bear with me, okay? Mad Mike Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, folks. 24 hours a day. The station is on 24 hours a day. We're on Thursdays, and it comes on at 8:15 on the West Coast. I'm still trying to get myself together. 5:15 on the West, right? 8:15 on the East, I'm sorry. 7:15 Central.
Just tune in all 24 hours. You never miss anything.
Thank you.
Right?
Exactly right. StudioWBuzz.com, the Apple app, Studio.W, Android Studio W. Available on Apple, CarPlay, Google Play, anywhere in the universe. Hey, you can find us if you want to. Mike, I'm having so much fun, man. This is a,
good.
This is a blast. Oh, you got some Ella Fitzgerald here. You mind if we play it?
That's why I put it on my list.
It's on your list.
Yeah.
Oh, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis.
Heaven.
Armstrong.
I'm in heaven.
Again, what wonderful talent.
My heart beats so that I can.
You know, I posted Take a Journey with Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. I posted that earlier.
The happiness I see.
Down memory lane.
Out together. Dance cheek to cheek. Yes, heaven.
Yeah,
I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seem seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now mama, dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Take it, Ella, swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. Heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. Cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want my about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness.
Yeah. Oh, my, my, my. Louis Armstrong. Ella Fitzgerald. Cheek to cheek. Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
How cool is that? Man, oh man, oh man. This is why I love what we do. It just, it makes you feel good. No matter what you're going through, morning, noon, day or night, tune in to us. StudioWBuzz.com. Great music playing all day. What I really love when we have the broadcast, when I have my co-host and I'm on live and we're interacting, and I've said this often, Mike. It's like you and I, we have off-air conversations all the time. And this is, and most of our conversations, other than business, which are also very pleasant as well. Can you imagine dealing with people that you love doing business with? But then most of our conversations are about just life, everyday life. And we incorporate our music with that. And what that, to me, is what we bring to this broadcast. Did you want to add or?
I agree completely. I mean, we talked about, obviously, one of the big things in my life is good versus evil.
Right.
Which I'm a huge proponent of. I don't think we need to separate anybody by much more than just that. I truly love playing music. I mean, I do it. I'm retired and I'm still playing music. I'm doing karaoke work. I'm doing DJ work. I'm doing celebrations of life, all kinds of stuff. So it's really a huge part of my life. And to be able to bring this to coast and along with my buddy here, my partner, and be able to do this side by side, so to speak, one end of the country to the other, it's just very, very enjoyable for me. I just look forward so much to my Thursday nights here, and I hope any and all of you that are listening in, I hope you appreciate what we're trying to do with bringing music to you that maybe you've never heard or you haven't heard in a really long time, like the last song that you just played. I think music plays a huge part in my life currently. And I want it to stay that way, William.
Absolutely, bro. If you think about it, Mike, let me tell you why I feel that the effect of music is so underrated. I'll tell you why. Because if we look at, if you turn on your TV in the background or if it's a commercial, right, there's music. There is music. Go to.
Why is that, William?
It is to draw. It sparks something internally that we really haven't tapped into yet. And that is a sound and how sounds affect us. Think about this. Think about how you feel when you hear something harmonic or something pleasurable or whatever it is. And then think about if you hear a siren. Your body reacts totally different.
Negative or positive, yes.
Mike, I'm sorry. I missed that.
I was saying that the sound can create a negative response or a positive response. And,
yes.
And let me, I'm going to give you a little tidbit here that I'm going to get away from what we're talking about here for just a moment. But it's good information. Sound can be very helpful, but it can also be very destructive. There's military apparatus that can play certain sound waves, certain frequencies that can be used as a weapon. And I'm gonna tell you about one of the big searches we had here. I know I'm a little off topic, but if you'll allow me, William, I'd appreciate it.
No, go on.
So a young boy slipped through the fence in, where was he at? Twin Peaks, which is an area of San Bernardino County. And he was autistic. And he was, I believe he was 8, but he operated at a pretty low level, and he was autistic. So a major search was mounted for this guy, for this little man. And his parents called him Bubba. His name was Joshua Robb. You can look him up on the internet. I'm sure he's still out there. And he had slipped through the fence, got into the forest. If you know Twin Peaks, it's a very forested area. So a massive search over about a day and a half was mounted by our county, and brought in out-of-county people and all that. And one of the assemblymen for that area, Tim, gosh, his last name escapes me, but his first name's Tim. He was there at our command post. He said, Mike, what can I do to help? What can I do? I'm in a position here where wow. I can give you whatever you want. And I, in interviewing the parents, I found out that Joshua Rob, which they called Bubby, he liked cookies and he liked music. And in particular, shoot.
Wow. This happened recently?
This was probably a few years ago.
Okay,
he really
okay.
liked one particular musician. It'll come to me here in just a second. And the parents told us that he would come to music.
Mm.
He liked cookies, he liked music. So I told the searchers, I said, call out Bubby. Don't call him Joshua, call him Bubby. When they're searching, they're taught to yell out the person's name. So call him Bubby and say, Bubby, cookies, because he would respond to that. And then the other thing that we did was this man said, well, the military has these massive sound systems that are used for, as a weapon, actually, as a tool, a military tool. And I said, well, can you get one of those sound systems up there and we'll play music that he likes and maybe he'll come to the music.
Are you serious?
So we had searchers calling out Bubby cookies. We had, he brought in this massive sound system, I think from Point Am Palms Marine Corps base. And we played the music that we knew that he liked, hoping that he'd come to it. So the music wasn't what worked. The helicopter, actually some of our searchers found him and called in the helicopter and we airlifted him out. But he was, but music was a big deal there, and this system that the military has and is used in law enforcement as well can create sound waves that are extremely uncomfortable that can make you nauseous. So if you're in the path of these sound waves that are amplified, it can actually cause your body to be nauseous. There's one particular frequency that's used. It's called the brown wave. This particular frequency is called the brown wave. And what it will cause you to do, and I don't know if this is what we're doing here, but it will cause you to lose control of your bowels.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called the brown wave.
Is that what brought down Noriega? Remember in Panama?